When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied, and Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there had been a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped in strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." These are the words of our Lord. Amen.
All Saints Sunday is one of the most underrated church holidays of the year. Why? Because it's sandwiched between All Hallows Eve, October 31st, and Thanksgiving Day. It's one that we find often gets lost in many ways, like Holy Saturday, the day after Good Friday, and the day before Easter Sunday. We often don't think about these days, All Saints Day and Holy Saturday, because they are important in the life of the church, because they help us to focus on how some of the darker parts of our human experience can be washed in holiness when they are brought before the Lord. All Saints Day is important because it is the one church holiday that is set aside during the year to tend to our grief. As Christians, we collectively experience grief on Good Friday and Holy Saturday as we grieve the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. But on All Saints Day, this day is for us. This is the day for us to personally remember those who have gone before us, believers in the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. This is the day we remember the people we loved. We remember the people who were and still are important to us. The people who have made an impact on our lives. Those who helped shape our spiritual journey. This is the day we remember our saints, those who we identify with because of their faithful living and faithful witness to the world. When we think about our saints, we have fond memories of them and what they did. Some of our saints may even have been well known, famous, but most of our saints were ordinary people who, by the power of the Holy Spirit, witness and model to us sacred holy living in an extraordinary way that touched our lives. Can you see them now? Some of our saints preached, some taught, some sang, some cooked, some cleaned, Some fixed things. Some made us laugh, and some made us cry. Our saints, our loved ones who helped us in our Christian journey, remind us how they authentically and unashamedly lived out the gospel of Jesus Christ in their own unique way. Today, we not only remember them, but we also celebrate the fact that they have now joined that great cloud of witnesses in the hall of faith in the Bible: Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Deborah and Joshua, Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ruth and David, Mary and Joseph, Paul and Stephen, the priests and prophets, all of the men, women, and children in Holy Scripture. And the contemporary ones, we can recall John Wesley, Martin Luther, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Howard Thurman, C.S. Lewis, Mother Teresa, Reverend Oscar Romero. Today, as we fondly remember our saints, we also acknowledge our grief that they are no longer physically with us. Grief is a part of our human condition. It's one of life's most powerful human experiences, and each of us experiences grief differently, which often makes us feel as if we are alone. Many of us can attest to this one way or another. We woke up the morning after the death of a loved one and was amazed at how the world did not miss a beat. Things continued to go on as usual. The sun still rose and life continued, while for us, we felt like our world would never be the same. It was shattered. Perhaps we were feeling some kind of way, devastated, experiencing every emotion under the sun as we were overcome with grief. And yes, we were grateful for the compassionate care and concern we received from those who supported us in our time of need, friends and coworkers and classmates, even folks who may have heard about what happened in our lives and just wanted to let us know that they cared too. But the reality is that they were not truly feeling the deep, deep level of despair that was gripping our hearts. They could not move on to the next activity. Well, they could move on to the next activity in their lives while we felt like it was a struggle just to breathe. We were so bereft. We felt paralyzed by this life-qualifying event that has rocked our world. It was as if we were stuck in time, drowning in our sorrow and feeling like we had to deal with it on our own because our grief really didn't matter to anyone but us. But the church recognizes that our grief does matter. So on All Saints Day, the church has set aside this day for us to gather together so that the losses we have experienced over the years are front and center and are named for all to hear. Our grief does matter. So on this day, on this holy ground, our grief is no longer lonely, isolated. We gather together in this sacred space to commemorate those who have gone before us and express our grief with this body of believers to form a closer bond in a new and powerful way. On All Saints Day, year after year, we re-enter that place of mourning in a rhythm every November, much like the natural rhythm we see in nature, this time of year as we see the beauty of letting go as the leaves change to its autumn colors from its summer green. So in concert with the natural rhythm of nature, every November 1st, the church sets aside this day for us to revisit our losses so that they are always remembered, even as we experience the joy and pain of our loss, because it's important for us to remember. On this day, All Saints Day, it is important for us to honor the memories of our loved ones. This day gives us a chance to reflect on these memories in the quietness of our hearts together. On this day, together we enter the valley of the shadow of death and walk through it in solidarity with one another. As we come together, there is someone else who is in solidarity with us in our grief, and that is Jesus. In our gospel reading today, we see Jesus in the exact situation we have faced in our lives, the inevitable but painful death of a loved one. The text informs us that Jesus is deeply moved and troubled as he is surrounded by raw human emotions, sorrow and pain, by those whom he loves. It was so heart-wrenching that Jesus was overcome with emotions and wept. Perhaps then on this day, as we recall and reflect on the memories of our saints, we can be in solidarity with Jesus as much as he is with us. Jesus always bears our burdens for us. Maybe today we can truly see that no matter what we have gone through, no matter what we are going through, Jesus really does understand and he loves us and will never leave us alone in our grief. Our text this morning helps us to see that Jesus empathizes with those whom he loves. And he reveals to each of us the promise available to all of us when Jesus raised his friend back from the dead. How did Jesus bring Lazarus back from the dead? And how did Jesus raise his friend to new life? By calling him by name, Lazarus, come out. This same Jesus whose voice called Lazarus from death into life is the one in whose presence no dead body can remain dead, because Jesus is the Lord of life. This same Jesus whose voice called Lazarus from death into life says, I am the resurrection and the life. This same Jesus whose voice called Lazarus from death into life died on Good Friday, was laid in the tomb on the eve of Holy Saturday, then early on Sunday morning, just as he promised, stepped out of the tomb and left his grave clothes because he is alive. Yes, Christ has died. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And when Christ comes again, all of those who have died in the faith, the heroes and sheroes of our Christian journey, our saints, the people who, because of their faithful living and faithful witness to the world, will be with Christ. We remember that some of them preached, some taught, some sang, some cooked, some cleaned, some fixed things, some made us laugh, and some made us cry. We thank God for the lives of faith they lived and the example they provided for us. They exemplify the maxim, for Christ I'll live and for Christ I'll die. They are a reminder to us that because of their witness, we can keep fighting the good fight of faith. And we have the blessed assurance from Jesus Christ that we will be reunited with this mighty cloud of witnesses. And that my friends, is good news. Today, on All Saints Day, we come together to remember all who have joined that great cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints, our Christian brothers and sisters of faith from every time and every place, all ages, every race, and every nation. In the words of Charles Wesley, the brother of John Wesley, let saints on earth unite to sing with those to glory gone, for all the servants of our King in earth and heaven are one. Today, we remember our saints. We remember those who have died in the Church Universal and in our congregation. Especially now, we remember those who have transitioned to the kingdom triumphant this past year with a lifespan of a few days old to almost 100 years old. Let us remember them now as we watch this video together.